Well, we're a little bit late to start our coverage of the Mineral Area College women's basketball sophomore night tonight at the Bob Segrist Fieldhouse in Park Hills. The junior varsity team from Washington University, a little bit late to get to the party, but we're about 7.5 minutes away from the opening tip-off brought to you by Crown Collision Center. I'm Glenn Johnson. I've got the call. The Mac Lady Cardinals have a 20-5 record coming into this one, taking on a Washington University team on sophomore night. That looks to go about 8 or 9 D. Lady Cardinals will be starting their 5 sophomores, and we'll talk about those 5 sophomores when we return. We have a pregame interview with MAC assistant women's basketball coach Riley Palmer lined up for you next, and we'll do that 1 minute from now, AM 800.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Many mortgage lenders sell the servicing rights to the loans they make. There's nothing wrong with that unless you have a loan problem. Then it can become a nightmare trying to reach a person who cares about your problem and, more importantly, is willing and able to work with you to solve that problem. At New Era Bank, we proudly state that we service the loans we make. Local people you can count on are here to help you if and when you have a need. That's what personalized customer service is all about. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sophomore night at Mineral Area College with Briley Palmer, MAC assistant basketball coach. Coach Palmer, you went through sophomore night as a player here at Mineral Area College. Just a special night for your 5 sophomores tonight.
Yeah, we're excited for sophomore night and to hopefully come out and get a win for them and get this season really, you know, in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, you're coming off the win against Three Rivers, but didn't feel like you played all that well. Took you a while to get going in that game. Is that cause for concern at all heading to the home stretch of the season here?
Yeah, I think that we've just kind of, we haven't had a game that's had good flow yet. And I think that, you know, if it's tonight, great. I hope it's tonight. But if it's Saturday, even better. But I think that it's coming that, you know, at the end of the day, we are young. And some of that stuff, you know, we have some that are overcoming that and getting better at bad habits and, you know, stuff that they did in high school. But some of them are still coming along at different levels. And as long as we're peaking at the right time, that's probably what's most important.
And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you schedule games like this just to kind of get everybody involved in the game, obviously honor your sophomores and things like that. A game like this, maybe the final score isn't really the end-all, be-all tonight.
Right. I think that, you know, with our scheduling, we have some trouble scheduling now and getting a full schedule like everybody else, but I know there's some other teams in the region that have the same problem, but I mean, we're happy just to get games and get games at home, and yeah, we'd like to get, you know, everybody in there and especially all the sophomores, and but at the end of the day, you know, we've got to do what's best for the team and get a win.
Yeah, got to make sure you win. Now let's talk about your 5 sophomores. You got Janika Mason, Alex Mills, Josie Long, Nika, and then Rafaela. Let's just talk about what they've meant to the program.
Yeah, those the sophomores have been great. They've overcome a lot, and I think that they've really had to grow up quick. And with being such a young group, that, you know, Janika and Josie came on good and strong right there at the end when we needed them last year, but really weren't, you know, I mean, they were just as big a part as anybody, but as far as role on the court, last year up until the end, I think they got a taste of it, and I think that that carried over to this season, and then Alex and Nika as well, and then Lucy transferring in from another junior college. But, I mean, basically, they've just had to really grow up and grow up fast, and I think it's been great. They all bring a little bit different character-wise to our our group, and you know, but still sometimes we want to kill them, but they're a great group of girls.
Well, you talked about Janika and Josie, how they came on strong at the end of last year and how it's carried over. Alex and Nika, it seems like they have more of a role on this year's team. Can you talk about just how far they've come since they've been here?
Well, yeah, you know, last year we had more of a strength in, I think, you know, our starting five. And our starting five, like when there were subbing going on and whatnot, you could tell a dramatic difference, you know, when we would sub. And it could have been anything, age or, you know, just different styles of basketball or play. But this year I think that we are such a team, and any given night anyone could, you know, I think, you know, Janika kind of stands out as far as scoring goes. But, you know, any given night, we could have some people popping up over another, and it's the ball's distributed pretty well along this group.
You mentioned Lucy. Is that Rafaela?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nickname.
Sorry.
So, and she's new this year, but, boy, has she meant a lot to the team. You know, she can shoot extremely well. But I've noticed as the season has gone along, she's gotten more and more comfortable just in her own skin.
Right, yeah. And I think she's one that's definitely the one that's going to peak late. She's still not where we want her. But that's a good thing. It's not, season's not over, and we're not saying that. And we're still expecting some things. But, you know, with her, you know, there's a language barrier, no matter if they speak it or act like they speak good to us, or that they're hearing what we're saying. But sometimes, you know, we're even pulling her or Nika, like, are you sure you understand when you go, you know, because sometimes it's, I mean, it's the same way with the American kids. Sometimes, okay, oh, yeah, we hear you. But it is. It's huge. And I think that, you know, I'm hoping to see big things out of Lucy and Joplin.
You played here on sophomore night, obviously. What do you remember about your sophomore night?
I think, you know, I think we played like Crowder or someone.
Oh, wow.
Our sophomore night, because it was always like a last Saturday or something. And, I mean, the best things I can remember is just playing like good team basketball and really just having fun. And back then Crowder wasn't like it had been when I originally came back to coach, and a powerhouse. And Crowder was always kind of a little bit more down in my 2 years. But, you know, I just remember having a flow to that game and all that. So I think that tonight will be a good time for all this to come together and maybe give some people some confidence that they've been, you know, lacking, and hopefully let them walk a little bit straighter.
Did you win, and did you score a bunch of points?
Well, I hit a bunch of threes, but I don't remember. There were two Crowder games I remember, my sophomore and my freshman year, but I don't really remember. I bet it was my sophomore year.
Well, hopefully it's a game these girls will remember for a long time, and we appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn.
It's Bradley Palmer here on KREI. We have tip-off coming up next.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, Social Security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
National Anthem wrapping up here on AM 800 KRI. We're just about set for opening tip-off, brought to you by Crown Collision Center, Farmington, Highway 67, where customers bring their friends. Mineral Area Lady Cardinals certainly expect to win this game here tonight against the junior varsity squad out of Washington University in St. Louis. And they will be starting their five sophomores, as we mentioned. So let's go ahead and get you those starting lineups. We'll start with the visiting WashU JV team, which is adorned in the red uniforms with white trim, white numbers, and letters. Katie Klossner is a 5'5" freshman out of West Chicago, Illinois. Number 40, Nikki Sharma, is a 5'11" freshman guard out of Marion, Iowa, from Linmar High School. Number 3, Shelby Mann, is a 5'7" sophomore guard out of West Lafayette, Indiana. Number 5, Becca Clark, is 5'7", a freshman out of Springfield, Virginia. And number 44, Hannah Koenig, is a 6-foot center, sophomore out of Richmond, Illinois. Those are your Bears starters. Now it's time for the MAC Lady Cardinals. They will be starting number 23, Janika Mason, the leading scorer on the team, up close to 20 points per game, coming off of a 25-point performance against Three Rivers on Saturday. 6-foot sophomore out of Covington, Tennessee. Alex Mills, number 22. She'll play forward, 5'8" sophomore out of Alton, Missouri. Number 32, Rafaela Angela Dew. She is a forward, 6-foot sophomore out of Greece. And also getting the start, Josie Long, returning sophomore, 5'9". She'll be playing guard to start it off, Marble Hill. And she is from Woodland High School. And last but certainly not least, Mineral Area's secret weapon, Nika Dabrowska, 5'7" sophomore out of Poland. So it's Nika, Long, Mills, Mason, and Rafaela for the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, who are wearing the home white uniforms tonight, red numbers and letters, gray on top, gray at the bottom with white in the middle, white jerseys, and the tops of the shorts are white that fade to gray as you go down. Mineral Area will be working right to left as you look on from the scorer's table, and it'll be Washington going left to right, as Natalie Stego brings the ball to center court. This game starting 15 minutes late here tonight, but we will get underway momentarily. 10 minutes put up on the clock for the first quarter. Ball is in the air, and it is WashU who wins the tip. It was a good job on the leap by WashU's Hannah Koenig, who stands at 6 foot, out jumping Rafaela. Courtney Kikiak usually takes the tips for Mineral Area, but as a freshman, she will sit the bench to start this ball game. So it is WashU starting it off. It is Katie Klossner with it top. Throws it over right wing for Becca Clark. Back to the top of the key into the hands of Shelby Mann. Near side corner they come. A little pump fake on an entry pass. And then the ball gets knocked away. But right back into the hands of Becca Clark. But the shot clock runs out. And WashU turns it over for the first time. Good defensive set for the Mineral Area sophomores to start out the ball game. And the Lady Cardinals will inbound. It'll be Janika Mason to throw it in. After the game, we'll talk to all 5 sophomores and get interviews with each of them. Talk about how their final year at Mineral Area College has gone. It's been a very good year as the MAC ladies are 20-5 and have a chance to wrap up the top seed in the Region 16 tournament. Good state fair team on the road on Saturday. Down low, they go to Janika Mason. Turnaround jumper missed. Just left a little bit short. Got her own rebound at the left block. Swings it back out for a deep 2-point jump shot. Rafaela, she can't hit. And the rebound to WashU. Ball got poked out of bounds, though. It's off of WashU. Josie Long, the good hustle play, knocked it out of there off of Katie Klossner. And it is Mineral Area basketball. WashU's turned it over a couple of times quickly here. We're in a nothing-nothing ball game with 9:06 to play in the first quarter. Nika to trigger right baseline. She's still looking for something. It into, finally does get it into Mills, far side corner. Back out to the half court, it's to Josie Long, and Josie Long will set up the offense. She is the point guard in the mix here with Kenzie Jones and Haley Winter both sitting to start the game. Down to the right block, it's to Mason. Outside, they go to Josie Long, left wing Nika. Ball poked away, but into the hands of Rafaela. She drives the baseline, missed the scoop layup, and the rebound goes to WashU. Hannah Koenig gets there, and here comes WashU on the move back the other way. Koenig has it near side corner, throws it outside. This is to the right wing to Sharma. Sharma top of the key, and they go the entry pass, but Alex Mills able to steal it away. Another WashU turnover. And sloppy action to start here. Still no score. Nika Dabrowska, right wing. Left wing around the perimeter. Now Alex Mills controls it. 17 to shoot. Jab step and a kick up top to Nika. Nika gives it right back to Alex Mills, near side of the floor. 12 seconds on the shot clock as she holds the ball on her right hip. Takes one dribble up top. It's to Nika. Right wing, Rafaela. Handoff back outside. Nika and a defender closed out and got a hand on the three-point shot. And it sails well short. Mendelary can't save it from going out of bounds. And I don't think they would have had to, but Rafaela would end up touching it last, and it goes out of bounds off of Mineral Area. So it's Wash U ball. Sharma to bring the ball up the floor. She's contested heavily by Josie Long, is able to get rid of it to Clark. Clark brings it into the front court, drives right side, missed the layup. It was contested. Rebound Mineral Area. Nika races up the near side of the court. Still nothing. 7:45 left to go in the first quarter. Left baseline, it's to Rafaela. Up top, Janika. Left wing, Nika. Inside, not a good pass, but the ball deflected to Janika Mason. Then over to Rafaela. Step back, 15-foot jumper is good. And Mineral Area is on the board for the first time. Rafaela Angela Duke, 2-0, averages around 6 points per game. 2-0 Cardinals. Now it's Wash U on the move. Clark's got it over at the left wing. Fakes left, takes it right, and we'll get a whistle and a foul. This will go against Nika. First one against her, first one against Mineral Area, first one of the game. Coach Cut calls timeout, and we may see some of the freshmen get integrated into this ball game a little bit as the sophomores started and got 2 minutes and 42 seconds of game time before the timeout. 2-0 Mineral Area, and we're back in 30 seconds on AM 800 KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Moore's being honored tonight at Mineral Area College. Five of them got the start, and they all stay out on the floor after the timeout. Mineral Area leads Wash U's junior varsity 2-0. Little step back move and a turnaround jump hook is good. And that one from Koenig of Washington University over the top of Janika Mason. Hannah Koenig scores it to make it 2-2. Janika runs point, brings it across the timeline. She's guarded by Koenig, gives it up top to Nika. Nika throws a left wing and now into the corner from Long to Rafaela. Rafaela controls it now, takes a couple dribbles back up top. She goes to Josie Long, right wing, Janika Mason. She's going to drive on Koenig, spin past her, tried to put it up with the left hand, got it blocked, got it back, put it up, missed. And got fouled. It'll be Janika to the free throw line, where she's been hovering right around 80% this season. To give you an exact number, she's at 78.9%, 19.1 point per game score, and my vote for Region 16 Player of the Year. We'll find out if she's able to get that before too long. One free throw good from Janika Mason. She'll try another one. 3-2 is the lead now for Mineral Area. The foul on Koenig, her first team foul, number one. Another one for Mason, also good. Mason and Rafaela have combined for the 4 points, 4-2 Mineral Area, and Nika is going to pressure the ball. Clark able to dribble it past her and into the front court. She heads to the center of the floor, splits through a double team, no-look pass to the near side corner for the baseline drive. It's a good take and a good finish right there at the rim, banking it in. It was Shelby Mann, and we're tied up. Quickness off the dribble there from Shelby Mann, got right past two defenders. Now Wash U going to press in the three-quarter court. Nika and Rafaela trading passes to get it into the front court. Alex Mills controls it near sideline, gives up to Nika. Nika pull-up jumper from 17, didn't go. Rafaela had the rebound but lost it. Clark took it away, threw it right to Janika Mason under the basket, and she lays it in. That was just an assist there from Clark as Mineral Area scores on the oops play by Wash U's junior varsity. Mason with their first field goal. It's 6-4. That was the fourth Wash U turnover. Here's a baseline drive and a kick out near side corner for Mann. Mann swings out to the right wing for the deep jump shot there. It doesn't fall down. Mineral Area able to get the board. Racing the other way, the Cardinals. Nika top of the key. Throws it near side corner for Long. Baseball pass up top to Janika. Right wing, Alex Mills. Bluffs the pass, drives instead, then hooks a pass back out right wing. 16-foot J. Rafaela in and out, no good. And the rebound to Wash U with Klausner. Klausner throws it up ahead. Nice pass to the streaking teammate, number 33, who's able to lay it up and in. That was a pretty pass for the layup. That was Sarah Green who got there and put it in there. Sarah Green is able to make it 6-6. Wash U staying competitive early against Mineral Area College. Nick Dabrowski, top of the key. Left wing pass back over to Alex Mills. Mills goes to the left elbow. Josie Long, pull-up jumper, splashed it home, and Josie Long scores for the first time. 8-6 Mineral Area. Gary Cuck going to sub in some familiar faces. Next dead ball. We'll see some of his freshmen come in and some of the normal starters. Clark has the top of the key. Little step back. Thought about the shot. Instead gave it up left wing for the three. Line drive missed from Klausner. Long rebound out of bounds, and it's off of Wash U. Great hustle play by Wash U's Shelby Mann. She saved it, threw it off of Janika Mason, but the bad luck for Mann was after it bounced off of Mason, it hit her while she was standing out of bounds. So off of Wash U, and it is Mineral Area ball, and now we'll see the subs come in, but normal starters most of the way. Courtney Keekak, Haley Winter are in. Janika stays in. Kinsey Jones is in, and then Laura Dick comes on as well. Inbound to Courtney Keekak, and Courtney Keekak out of North County High School brings it up the floor, dribbles left side, throws far side corner for Dick, out to the right wing for Kinsey Jones, local product from Park Hills, Missouri. Inside mid-post, it's to Courtney Keekak, splits the double team, goes high off window, left-hand finish. Courtney Keekak, welcome to this ball game. Scores for the first time, and that was as good of a move as you'll see all season long. 10-6, Mineral Area extends the lead. 4:25 left to go in the first quarter. It was an and one, so Courtney goes to the free throw line. Shoots him with the left hand and gets the friendly roll to convert the three-point play. Courtney Keekak averaging 8.1 points per game in her freshman season. 11-6, Mineral Area. Here comes Clark across the timeline. She'll throw it over right wing for Cameron Parker, who just checked in. She attacks along the baseline but gets cut off, has to swing outside. Clark left wing, overhead pass back out to Green, near side corner. She hands it off for Mann. Mann almost double dribbled it. They say she bobbled it, though. Left wing pass goes to Clark, 7 seconds to shoot. Right wing Mann loads up for the three. She puts some arc underneath of it, didn't catch rim. Rebound Mineral Area. Haley Winter throws it up ahead for Dick. Dick throws across the lane to Kinsey Jones. Ball deflected but into the hands of Keekak. She attacks left side, too strong, couldn't finish. Rebound to Cameron Parker of Wash U. 11-6 Mineral Area. Cameron Parker across the timeline gives to Clark. Wash U trying to slow this ball game down a little bit. Stay in it. Here's a dangerous pass right side, almost intercepted by Kinsey Jones, but it got through to Mann. She'll dribble the baseline, throw it left wing for Clark. Clark pushes off, doesn't get called, tries the step back jumper from 17. In and out, no good. The rim unkind to her. Danica Mason with a good rebound. She hands to Haley Winter. Winter racing into the front court. She's in a hurry. Stops left wing. Throws over to the right wing on a skip pass. This is to Laura Dick. Dick lobs the high post for Janika Mason, but Mason has the ball poked away. These Washington University junior varsity players are hustling. That was a good job by Koenig to get there and steal it. Turnover number one by Mineral Area. Top of the key they go. And then over to the right wing in the front court. Clark back to Parker at the top of the key. Haley Winter comes out to guard, and a bad pass inside. Sails out of bounds for their fifth turnover for the junior varsity Bears. Connor Bennett was the intended target. She's a 6'2" freshman out of Menlo Park, California, just checked in. Inbound to Courtney Keekak. She races up the far sideline. Into the front court she comes. Throws left wing for Laura Dick. Mineral Area still on top, 11-6. 2:46 left to go in the first quarter. Laura Dick controls it at the left wing, guarded by Mann. Now a pass to the left block. Courtney Keekak falls down, but looks like she was shoved down. It'll be a foul. They call it on Green. Second foul against Washington University. And the first on Green. Mineral Area with a fresh shot clock. Kinsey inbounds to Courtney Keekak, top of the key. Right wing pass to Laura Dick. Picked up her dribble, throws it right baseline for Janika Mason about 15 feet away. Fakes the pass, takes it baseline, right past her defender, and laid it in. Janika Mason with 6 points. She got right past Connor Bennett there. Inbound is in for Clark as 13-6. Mineral Area holds the 7-point advantage. Cross half court comes Becca Clark. Clark gets a screen, but a double team rotates around it. Clark's in trouble. Stops at the right elbow. Swings far side corner. Catch and release. Jump shot. Missed. Way overshot from about 17 feet away in the far side corner from Parker. Rebound to Kinsey Jones. Races up the floor. The dribble drive to kick. Laura Dick for three. You know it. Mineral Area expands the lead now 16-6. Laura Dick scoring for the first time. Wash U calls timeout as Mineral Area leads by 10. 2 minutes left to go first quarter. For the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse on Mineral Area sophomore night, we're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Seacrest, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Seacrest at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, Social Security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at WilliamsandSeacrest.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
This WashU junior varsity team goes 9 deep. And they trail Mineral Area College 16-6. First quarter action, 1 minute, 59 seconds left to go. The MAC sophomores got the start tonight, but now some of the freshmen have been mixed in there. Kenzie Jones guards this inbound and is giving Mann all she can handle. But Mann dribbles past her and then pushes a pass into the front court for Klausner. Klausner drives and kicks, looking for Bennett, but threw it away. Turned it over to Kenzie Jones. She's on the break, pumps, got her man in the air, but probably should have just went straight up. Defender came down and tied her up. Arrow still pointing Mineral Area's way, but I would have liked to have seen Kinsey just be aggressive there and take it all the way to the rack instead of pumping. She got beat that time by a nice play by Shelby Mann. Inbound comes in. Laura Dick throws it up top. Keycat down low. One-on-one isolation. Janika Mason spins right past Bennett. Can't lay it up, but gets fouled. Janika so quick on that spin move. I think that's something new she's added to her game this year that she didn't use as much last year, and I'm liking it. So Janika goes to the free throw line, 2 for 2 here tonight for the 78% free throw shooter. Spins it on the left hand, puts it up with the right hand, scores it. And Janika in this first quarter already with 7 points. Mineral Area leads now 17-6. Bennett with her first foul, team foul number 4. So no more to give before the bonus kicks in, but just 98 seconds left to go in the first. Both free throws good from Janika Mason, 18-6. And Lady Cardinals on top. Inbound comes into Katie Klausner. Mineral Area showed press, but then they back it up. Laura Dick staying in front of Katie Klausner as she brings it across the timeline. Three different Bears have scored in this one. Shelby Mann, Hannah Kanigan, Sarah Green. Far side corner they go, then kicked out to Parker left wing. She'll get a screen from Bennett, step to the free throw line, then kick up top Mann. Mann with a head and shoulder fake, drives in, goes behind the back with it. Nice pass back outside at the right wing. Step to the free throw line, pull up jumper. Klausner buries it. First bucket of the game for Katie Klausner. And it's 18-8. WashU back to within 10. Mineral Area with Kenzie Jones across center stripe. Bluffs the penetration dribble instead. Throws it up top for Haley Winter. Winter backs up closer to half court. Then throws it right wing for Courtney Kikek. Far side corner, it's to Kenzie Jones. Fakes left, takes it right. Defender catches up, so she has to kick. It's up top to Courtney Kikek. Ball poked away from Courtney. Haley Winter comes up with it. And a loose ball foul going to be called against WashU. This is one thing about this WashU team is they're hustling tonight. Sarah Green especially diving for loose balls, but she gets called for that one. It'll be the fifth against you, and it puts Mineral Area at the free throw line in the bonus, and that means Haley Winter will get to shoot two. Haley Winter's another player who's up around 80% for her free throw shooting in her freshman year at Mineral Area College. 77% for her, 12.5 points per game. 42 seconds remaining. 8 points for Janika Mason. Winter missed the first and missed the second. So it stays 18-8 with 40 seconds remaining. WashU has got the board and they're up the floor. Amani Patterson checks into the game and she's the one who brings it across the timeline. Throws it up top for Klausner. Klausner asks for a screen. Instead passes and then throws it right wing for Sharma. Back up top to Parker. Left wing back to Klausner. Klausner loads up the three, missed the shot. Haley Winter gets the board. Shot clock turned off. 20 seconds remaining in this first quarter. 18-8 in Mineral Area. Haley Winter throws top of the key for Janika Mason. Left wing Dick. Left block. Courtney Kikek pumps, but then draws the double team. Tries to drive pass it, puts it up with the left hand. Got it blocked. Got her own rebound. Put back good. Courtney Kikek. If at first you don't succeed, Courtney Kikek now has 5 points. 2 seconds left for WashU. They'll try a three-quarter court shot. It is going to fall well short, and Mineral Area holds a 12-point lead going into the second. 20-8. Cardinals on top, and we're back in a minute on AM800 KREI.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with the zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, What little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
10 minutes put up on the clock to start this second quarter on AM 800 KREI. 20-8, Mineral Area leads on their sophomore night. Sophomores contributing, well, Janika Mason, she has 8 points. Rafaela has a couple of points as well. And Josie Long with 2 points. The other points coming from freshman Courtney Kikek has 5. Laura Dick has 3. And Mineral Area would shoot 43.8% in that first half. 7 of 16 from the floor, first quarter, I should say. 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, good for 33%. Wash U shot 4 of 12, 33%, but 0 for 4 from beyond the arc. Now they'll try their fifth, and they'll hit this one. A high arcing rainbow three, good from Becca Clark. Her first point of the game makes the score 20 to 11. Second quarter, give and go. Courtney Kikek over to Rafaela, back to Courtney. Courtney missed the layup. And then the rebound out of bounds. It's off of Mineral Area, and it will be Wash U ball. Mineral Area with a 9-point advantage. Your 5 Cardinals right now are Josie Long, Nika Dabrowska, Courtney Kikek.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicky the Artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Hey sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Best Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Best Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Bass, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Yeah, AM 800 KREI, Farmington Park Hills, Deloge tonight for Mineral Area College sophomore night. Lady Cardinals of Mack on top of Wash U's junior varsity team, 21-11. Second quarter action, and good ball movement against Alex Mills, open down low. They find her wide open for the layup. Alex scores for the first time. Mineral Area now leads 23-11. Early second quarter, under 8 minutes left to play before halftime. Becca Clark's got it at the right wing, dribbles between the legs, splits a double team, probably got away with a travel, missed the layup anyway, and the rebound to Rafaela. Outlet pass to Nika. Nika up ahead to Mills. No look pass in the corner for Josie Long. Outside to Nika. Down low to Rafaela. Wide open lane. Rafaela turns around, streaks to the basket, and lays it in. Rafaela now with 5 points. Lady Cardinals moving it nicely. 25-11. They lead over Wash U's junior varsity team. Mack trying to get to 21 wins on the year and head to a Region 16 matchup that is absolutely pivotal on Saturday against the State Fair Roadrunners. That is for the top seed in the region tournament. Here's an offensive foul that's going to go against Wash U. So it'll be another Wash U turnover as it goes back to Mineral Area. Nikki Sharma got called for an illegal screen. 7-11 left to go in the second quarter. Depending on how the rest of the region shakes out, the Lady Cardinals could possibly lose that game to State Fair and still get the top seed. But they would need Crowder to finish ahead in the standings of Moberly because they had swept Crowder. They split against Moberly. State Fair, though, swept Moberly. Here's a reverse layup try from Courtney Kikek and missed it. So the rebound is to Washington University. But if Mineral Area beats State Fair on Saturday, it will not need to come down to a tiebreaker. Mineral Area will just earn the one seed. Pull-up jumper from Becca Clark. It missed from just inside the arc. Long rebound to Mineral Area. Courtney Kikat gets the board, throws it up ahead for Josie Long. Long waits for the Calvary to arrive, throws it up top for Nika. Right wing to Alex Mills. Skip pass back over to the near side corner. Josie Long for three. Overshot it. Rebound knocked out of bounds, but that's going to be off Wash U. It was Green who couldn't keep it in bounds, so it's Mineral Area ball and a fresh 30 to work with. 6:29 remaining in this second quarter of play. It is Mills to throw it in. Catch and release three off the inbound straight away. No good from Kikek. Mills had the rebound but couldn't tip it back to a teammate, and it's going to go to, well, it's going to go to the baseline, and it looked like Wash U went over and touched it before it went out of bounds. That's the second time that they've done that. It's going to stay to Mineral Area College. Lady Cardinals trigger it again. Throws in, but it's right through the hands of Rafaela and turned over. Becca Clark on the break, and she's all alone. Layup good on the turnover by Mineral Area, their second. Becca Clark with 5 points, all of them coming here in the second quarter. 25-13, Mineral Area quickly back the other way in attack mode. Left wing pass goes to Nika. Right wing, it's Mills. Overhead pass to the high post, Kikek. Swung it out up top for Nika. Near side corner, Josie Long. Bounce left baseline. Rafaela, mid post, Kikek. Kikek throws it away. Don't know who she was trying to pass it to. I see what happened. It was deflected. She was trying for Mills in the corner. Ball knocked out of bounds, but still off of Wash U. Mineral Area retains possession. Looks like we're going to get a line change for the Cardinals. Long comes off. Kikek, Mills, Nika, and Rafaela all come off the floor. Hannah Talene, Laura Dick, Haley Winter, your Australian connection, are on the floor. Kenzie Jones is back in, and Janika Mason is back in. Inbound from Janika comes into Winter. They leave her wide open for three. She takes it and buries it. Nobody within the same area code as Haley Winter, and she knocked the bottom out. 28-13, Mineral Area with a 15-point advantage here in this second quarter. Wash U, cross the timeline. Right wing, it's Clark. Clark with a jab step. Can't shake Haley Winter. Gets a screen, pick and roll, and she finds Green sticking to the basket. Nicely done. Green has four. 28-15. Kenzie Jones across the timeline. Throws far side corner for Laura Dick. Back out to the right wing for Kenzie. Kenzie tries to go to the high post for Mason. Clark stole it away. She throws it up ahead on the break. And you run in the break nicely. This time it's Klausner who gets the layup. You can count that. And Becca Clark with the steal and the assist. 28-17. Wash U gets a little bit closer. Laura Dick, left wing, fires to the near side corner for Haley Winter. Winter dribbles the baseline. Ball poked away briefly to prevent the double dribble, I guess. Throws left elbow, then gets it back near side corner. Tries another three, missed it, and the rebound to Green. Green with the outlet to Katie Klausner. Klausner across the timeline. She's got numbers. She attacks those numbers and throws it up left side, missed it, and the rebound to Hannah Talene for Mineral Area. An 11-point Lady Cardinal advantage. Kenzie Jones across center court. She pulls up for 15. No good. Rebound. Going to get it over the back call. And this one should go against Wash U, and it does. Hannah Koenig gets called for that. 4:33 remaining in the second quarter. Mineral Area with an 11-point advantage at 28-17. Three fouls against WashU in this second quarter. That is the second one to go against Hannah Koenig. Inbound into Janika Mason. Backs her man down. Turns around, puts it up strong with the right hand. Spun it off the window and in. Double figures for Janika Mason. 30-17. Cardinals going to press. Inbound is into Becca Clark. She's handled it pretty nicely tonight. Right now, it's Haley Winter up in her grill, but she gets it across center court without a problem. Now to set up the offense on the other side as WashU trails by 13 points. 4 minutes, 8 seconds left to go. Second quarter, near side corner. It's going to come to Mann. Back out to the right wing. Getting a screen is Klausner. Kinsey rotates around the screen nicely. Kick far side corner. Clark pulls up to shoot with 6 seconds on the shot clock. It never caught rim. Ball out of bounds off of Laura Dick of Mineral Area. But WashU's only going to have 2 seconds off this inbounds play to put a shot in. That last shot could not graze rim from Becca Clark. So Clark will throw it in the right baseline. 2 seconds to shoot. 3:54 to play before halftime. Clark slaps the ball as Natalie Sago hands it to her. Still looking for somebody to get it in. Throws it in, but the ball's going to run all the way into the backcourt, be picked up, and they're going to run out of time. Shot clock violation. It's back over to Mineral Area. Once they threw it away on the inbound, they really had no chance. And the inbounds play now for Mack will come far side of the floor at about center court. Hand it to Lean to inbound it. All three of the Australian girls on the floor right now for Mineral Area. Talene, Dick, and Winter. Kenzie Jones and Janika Mason, the other two, wearing white jerseys. A lob to the far side corner for Kenzie Jones. She tries to bounce it to the high post. Ball knocked away. Kenzie argues it should have been a kick. Wasn't called. It's to WashU on a Mineral Area turnover. Klausner, far side corner, throws it up top for Clark. Right wing man. Man pumps on the three. Tried to dribble past Dick. Couldn't do it. Step back for three and hit it. Nice shot by Shelby Mann. She's got 5 points. Couldn't beat Dick on the dribble, but steps back and hits the three that time. 30-20. Mineral Area leads by 10. Kenzie Jones, right wing, gives it up top for Haley Winter. Winter takes one dribble, gives it up high post. Janika, far side corner. Kenzie Jones missed. Rebound to Mann of WashU. We approach the 3 minute mark in the second quarter. WashU hanging around. Driving right side is Mann. Missed the runner. Rebound, though, WashU. They go high, low, back down low, and the layup missed underneath from Hannah Koenig. Rebound, Mineral Area. Todd Cuck yelling from the sideline, go, go, go. Haley Winter not in that big of a hurry, though. She stops a right wing, picked up the dribble, throws a far side corner for Janika Mason. Back out to the right wing for Haley Winter. A lob over to the left wing, Kenzie Jones. 14 to shoot. Bounce back to the head of the circle for Haley Winter again. Winter steps right side of the arc. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Picked up the dribble. Far side corner. Janika Mason. She tries to enter it inside, but the ball is punted back out of bounds. And we're going to be at 5 seconds on the shot clock. Mineral Area will be throwing in far sideline at a little bit more than three-quarter court. Bennett to come in for WashU. Koenig comes off. Also, Clark comes off as Parker is back into the game. Oh, with the kick ball, you put 10 seconds back up on the shot clock. So it's 15 seconds to shoot off the inbound. A give and go off the inbound. Haley Winter to Janika Mason. Back to Haley. She tried the three and missed it. Rebound trickles out of bounds, and it's off of Mineral Area. It will be WashU ball. 2:22 left to go in the second quarter. 30-20. Cardinals on top, but WashU trying to make a game of it throughout, and they have so far. On the inbound, Laura Dick nearly snatched it away. Would have been an easy 2-point layup the other way if she could have held on to it. Knocked it out of bounds. And WashU will try it again, but this time from the baseline, needing to go the length of the floor. 29 on the shot clock, 2:21 to play, 30-20 Mineral Area. Inbound into Mann. Mann having to deal with Kenzie Jones. Step for step all the way up the floor. Across the timeline, Mann can dribble it. Her and Clark, two good-looking point guards for this WashU team. Hand off to Klausner. She'll pull up from the left elbow. In and out on the jump shot. Rebound tipped around. Finally won by Janika Mason. They're going to call a foul on Janika Mason as she was juggling the basketball. She used an arm to push off of Bennett. Bennett loves the call. Janika hates the call, as you would expect. The foul goes against Janika. Her first team foul, number one. So to trigger right baseline, it's going to be Klausner. Throws it into Bennett, then a handoff back to Klausner in the corner. Thought about the three. Instead, she'll drive right down the middle of the lane. Left-handed finish and one. A little bit of body in there on her, and she was able to get it to go. So she has 6 points, Klausner does, and heads to the free throw line. Klausner looks good. Shelby Mann, I've been impressed there. Becca Clark as well. And they've got big bodies on the inside. This WashU JV team doesn't look that bad. Here comes the next free throw, the first free throw, the only free throw on this potential 3-point play, and she hits it. So Klausner has 7. 30-23, Wash U back to within 7 points. Kenzie Jones across the timeline. She'll throw it up top for Haley Winter. High post, it's to Talene, back out to Winter left wing. Wash U doing a good job of closing down the passing lanes right now. Mineral Area starting to struggle. Kenzie Jones right wing, they leave her open for three, takes it, but left it short, and the rebound to Green. Green lost it, Hannah Talene took it away underneath, and then from there all she has to do is float it up and in. Talene scoring for the first time. Mineral Area stretches the lead back out to 32-23. We're at 1:24 left to play. Second quarter. Klausner drives, coming off of a screen, pulls up and shoots from 15. No good. Rebound. Kenzie Jones turns it the other way. Lady Cardinals trying to get momentum back. A launch into the front court, right wing for Dick. Back up top to Kenzie. Again, they leave her open for three. She won't take the shot this time. Steps right wing, threads a needle down low, Janika Mason. Mason gets caught in a double team, kicks out Laura Dick for three. It'll miss. Rebound offensively, Janika Mason tiptoes the baseline, goes left side, missed the layup, falls down, and can't get her rebound this time. Green picks it up for Wash U. Baseball pass up the floor in transition, near side corner. Oh, and what a steal here by Kenzie Jones. She gets almost three of those per game, and she just took that away. Picked the pocket of Shelby Mann. So Mineral Area gets it on the ninth Wash U turnover. And then a foul called against Wash U. Mann picks that up, her first, and team foul number four. So Kenzie walks it across center court. Lady Cardinals, maybe going to try to milk some clock here. There's about a 15-second differential, shot clock to game clock. They go inside out from Dick to Mason, back to Dick, back to Mason, top of the key, free throw line or so. She'll shoot and miss. Rebound out of bounds, and it's to Wash U. And 29 seconds on the game clock, meaning they can turn off the shot clock. Wash U Bears will have to deal with full court man-to-man pressure. Inbound to Bennett. She's not going to want to walk the ball up the floor with her lack of ball handling skills. She gives off to Mann, who can handle it. She'll drive and kick on the other side. Three-pointer missed by Parker, but an offensive rebound. And that's to Green. Green has been everywhere tonight, hustling for those loose balls. So she'll swing it back to the half court for Klausner. Klausner's going to kill time. 8 seconds left as she starts to do work. Drives left side, lost the handle, got it back, but then Kenzie dove and stole it away. We're going to get a loose ball foul. Who are we going to get it on, though? We're going to get it on Kenzie, or we're going to get it on Mann? I think we're going to go on Mann, and it is. No, it's on Klausner, but either way, it's against Wash U, so second steal in about a minute for Kenzie Jones will now put her at the free throw line to shoot two on the other side, and the bonus. Great play by Kenzie Jones defensively. Kenzie has yet to score in tonight's contest. And the clock stopped at 3 seconds left to go. Kenzie averages 5.2 points per game, and from the free throw line, 56%. But the first free throw, nothing but net to make it 33-23. It was a 20-8 lead for Mineral Area after one. And now they lead 34-23 as Kenzie hits both free throws. Wash U better be quick here. They try to inbound, and about 0.7 comes off the clock. And then a foul called against Mineral Area. Kenzie Jones trying to take another one away from Shelby Mann. So Kenzie gets called for her first, just team foul number three. Another inbounds play. They need to go the length of the floor here. Ball is knocked away off the inbound. Haley Winter puts up a three and missed it wide left. So got the steal, couldn't get the bucket, but still, Mineral Area holds an 11-point lead over a feisty Wash U junior varsity team tonight here on sophomore night for Mineral Area College at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, come back with your halftime show, halftime stats on AM 800 KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Hey, sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Best Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products, such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Best Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
At Numera Bank, we really do want to make your life easier. We designed our new app with you in mind. We have heard your requests and added the ability to deposit checks from your phone or tablet. With our updated app, you can also transfer money, check current balances, or view your statements right from your phone. Just download our app today to get started. For more information, visit our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or visit us at www.numerabank.com. Numera Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, social security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Let's check the halftime stats tonight on AM 800 KREI. We also stream online at MIMOinfo.com. Mineral Area leads 34-23. The JV from Washington University at the break. And Mineral Area actually outscored in that second quarter 15-14 by Wash U, who started playing some pretty good basketball there. And Mineral Area wasn't exactly playing their best in the second. But Mineral Area still with that 11-point advantage. Janika Mason leading the way. She has been the leading sophomore all season long, so why stop now? She has 10 points in the contest. Been a lot of people getting involved for the Lady Cards. Rafaela has 5. Courtney Kikek has 5. 3 points apiece for Laura Dick and Haley Winter. 2 points for Hannah Talene. 2 points for Josie Long. 2 points for Alex Mills. Nika has yet to score. And Kenzie Jones has 2 points. So I believe Nika is the only sophomore who hasn't scored, and that is indeed correct. On the Wash U side, leading for them has been Katie Klossner. She had a nice second quarter with 5 points, 7 for the game, 5 points apiece for Shelby Mann and Becca Clark. Those three guards have been fantastic, in my opinion, tonight for Wash U. Sarah Green has been all over the place defensively and offensively, diving for loose balls. She also has collected 4 points, and then Hannah Koenig has 2 points in the post for Wash U. Wash U has turned it over, though, 11 times against the Mineral Area Press, whereas the Lady Cards have only given it up 3 times. Other stats in this contest, 34% from the floor is Wash U. That's 10 of 29 shooting. 2 of 7 from beyond the arc, good for 28%, and have only attempted and made one free throw, 100% there. Mineral Area, 11 attempts from the free throw line, 8 of 11, good for 72%. Not great from beyond the arc, though, 2 of 11, only good for 18%, and Mineral Area shooting just a shade better overall than Wash U at 35%, 12 of 34 from the floor. Mineral Area getting more points from the free throw line at 8-1. The turnovers at 6-5, although that number needs to be a little bit greater for Mineral Area considering they've forced 11 and have only committed 3 turnovers. Rebounding, Mineral Area out-rebounding Wash U 24-18. Both teams have 6 points from beyond the arc. Mineral Area has 3 points, though, on second chance opportunities. Mineral Area getting more points off the bench at 15-4. And less than a point per shot by Mineral Area tonight at .87, whereas Wash U has .79. Again, Wash U outscored Mack in the second, 15-14. Mineral Area outscored Wash U in the first, 20-8. The largest lead was at 15 points when Mineral Area was on top, 28-13. We also had 3 ties, but the lead has never changed hands. Mineral Area has led throughout. 34-23 is the Mineral Area College lead. We have scores to pass along from other high school games going on throughout the listening area. We also have a Region 16 standings and potential seeding updates for you coming up during this halftime show. 2 minutes from now on AM 800 KREI.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicky the Artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
We're in the midst of our halftime show on sophomore night here at Mineral Area College in Park Hills with John Bon Jovi blaring in the background. Some scores to pass along to you from throughout the listening area as Mineral Area leads here over Wash U's JV 34-23. The Mizzou Tigers, we actually bumped Mizzou tonight on this radio station because we wanted to get this game on. We had high school games on the FM tonight. How about Mizzou? They win on the night we don't carry them. Over South Carolina, 72-67, 5-point win over a very good South Carolina team. So that's two wins in a row there for the Mizzou Tigers. Dreadful start to this season, and by the end of it, it's not going to mean much. They're not even eligible for postseason play anyway, and wouldn't have gone very far, you wouldn't think. But still, it's a nice win for Mizzou. As far as Region 16 basketball goes, Jefferson College and Three Rivers play tonight on the women's side, and Three Rivers with a 1-point victory, 62-61. After the first quarter, it was Festus on top of North County, 13-7. Got some other scores we can pass along as well. Over on J98 tonight, we had Bunker at Valley Caledonia in a doubleheader, and we know that Valley Caledonia won both of those games. Steelville leading Bourbon at the half, 48-25. That is boys high school basketball tonight. And we'll see if we can pass along any other scores real quick. Looks like Cape Notre Dame leads Farmington. That's after the first quarter, 18-15. Farmington playing the Cape Notre Dame Bulldogs in boys basketball this evening. And for now, I think that's probably going to be about it on some of the scores. The South Iron Panthers and the Winona Wildcats locked up tonight. Oh, and this is a final, so Winona is 16-7 after defeating South Iron 64-59. South Iron, one of our area teams. A little bit more information on that JEFCO Three Rivers game. So Three Rivers was down by 12 points at the half, came back and beat the JEFCO Vikings 62-61, and that was in Hillsboro. And a big win for the Lady Raiders. They played Mac Tough on Saturday, and that is Three Rivers' first Region 16 win of the season. So congratulations to them. The Cuba girls basketball team defeated Bourbon tonight. No final score there, but we know that Cuba defeated Bourbon. That is varsity girls basketball. Boys basketball, the Bunker Valley Caledonia score. The final was 49-35. Bunker on top of Valley Caledonia. And then on the girls' side, it was 48-42. Bunker gets the sweep in Caledonia this evening. Both of those games were heard earlier today on J98 The Boot. Take another 2-minute break when we come back. We're going to talk about the scenarios for clinching the top seed in the Region 16 tournament when the Mac Lady Cardinals go to State Fair this Saturday. So we'll talk about that in 2 minutes. Keep it on AM 800 KREI for Mac Basketball.
Many mortgage lenders sell the servicing rights to the loans they make. There's nothing wrong with that unless you have a loan problem. Then it can become a nightmare trying to reach a person who cares about your problem and, more importantly, is willing and able to work with you to solve that problem. At New Era Bank, we proudly state that we service the loans we make. Local people you can count on are here to help you if and when you have a need. That's what personalized customer service is all about. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was gonna get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Halftime is winding to a close at the Bob Seacrest Field Half, but before it does, let's get you caught up on the Region 16 standings. Of course, this is a non-region game for the MAC Lady Cardinals tonight against junior varsity team from Washington University. But as it stands right now, MAC is 20-5 overall, 8-1 in the region. State Fair, also 20-5 overall, but 6-2 in Region 16. A tough setback for them at Crowder, so they have to win out to have a chance at the top seed in the Region 16 tournament. More on that in just a bit. Moberly 4-4, Crowder 4-4. They will be playing each other this week. Jefferson is now 2-7, but their loss to Three Rivers tonight. Three Rivers is now 1-8 with one more game left to play. So as far as State Fair, the Roadrunners, maybe Mineral Area could get some help from Jefferson College. Sedalia plays Jeffco in Hillsboro on tomorrow night. If Jeffco wins that game, Mineral Area would clinch the top seed just by default, basically, because State Fair would have three losses inside the region, and Mineral Area could only possibly have two. If that doesn't happen, and then Mineral Area beats State Fair this Saturday, Mineral Area clinches that way. But if State Fair wins out, beats Mineral Area would need Crowder to finish ahead of Moberly for the three seed, because the next tiebreaker is your record against the next highest ranked team outside of the tiebreaker. And if that's Moberly, Mineral Area has split with Moberly and State Fair will have swept Moberly. But if it's Crowder, Mineral Area has swept Crowder and State Fair split against Crowder. So can get confusing, but that's how it's going to work out. And possibly Jeffco could beat State Fair tomorrow night and give Mineral Area the one seed. If not, Mineral Area just has to win, and they'll get it that way. As we start the second half, Haley Winter lets go of a deep two-point shot with her foot on the line. They're going to count that basket. Nothing but net for Haley Winter, and Mineral Area extends the lead now to 36-23. Back on the other side of the floor, ball gets knocked loose and out of bounds, and the position is staying with Washington University. With that last jump shot by Haley Winter, she now has 5 points for the game. The team's changed sides of the floor, and it is now WashU attacking right to left. Mineral Area going left to right. 9 minutes, 14 seconds left to go in the third quarter, and MAC leads by 13. Pull up, 12-foot jump shot, right baseline, no good. That one from Mann. Sharma, though, gets the rebound, swings it back outside for Clark. Up top now to Klausner. Klausner guarded by Kinsey Jones. Mineral Area starts with the normal starters back out on the floor to start the second half after a Bit of a slow first half for them. Sharma's got a top of the key, throws it out to the right wing. Klausner back to the left wing. Mann fakes left, takes it right, got past Josie Long. Help defender comes over, and either her or Long fouled. They'll get the help defender, which was Kenzie Jones, on the hack on the arm, and it wasn't the act of shooting, putting Mann at the free throw line. So the five on the floor right now, those five normal starters for Mack are Josie Long, Janika Mason, Courtney Keekat, Kenzie Jones, and Haley Winter. Shelby Mann at the free throw line. This will be her first attempt of the night and just the second overall for Wash U, and she'll miss off back rim. With 8:49 left to play in the third quarter, 36-23, Mineral Area on top. Here's the next. It's good. And that gives Mann 6 points. She's behind Klausner for the team lead in scoring. Kenzie to run point across the timeline. She comes. She'll get met by Klausner in the front court. Steps left wing, bounces a far side corner for Josie Long. Back up top to Kenzie. Right wing, it's to Haley Winter. Near side corner again. Now to the high post. Janika Mason back to the basket. Faces up, swings near side corner again. Baseline three, no good from Winter. Janika Mason goes up high for the rebound and controls it. Swings back at the Haley Winter. Got a nice rise out of the crowd there. She went the extra effort to get to it. Left wing, Kenzie Jones. Up top, Haley Winter, head and shoulder fake. Nice wraparound pass to the right elbow. Janika Mason, that set her up for the 16-foot J, and it was pretty. Janika now with 12 points, 38-24. Winter with the assist. She's second on the team in assists per game behind Kenzie Jones. Across the timeline, here comes Mann. Mann gives up to Cameron Parker. No, this is Clark, excuse me. Becca Clark steps to the left elbow, throws far side corner. The deep three from way downtown, knocked it down, and that's Shelby Mann. And now with 9 points, she takes the team lead in scoring away from Klausner. Mineral Area transitions into offense, up 38-27. A lob from the left wing to the right wing. Kenzie Jones at the corner. Right inside. Yeah, up top to Jones. Then drop. Swings back outside. Left wing. Winner. Mid-post, Keekat, left baseline, they go to Janika Mason. Mason's going to go up and put it in. They're going to count the basket, and they'll call the foul. So Janika Mason has 4 points here in the third quarter, and to the free throw line she goes. She's made the score 40-27. She's 4-for-4 from the free throw line here tonight. Mineral Area certainly expected to win this game against a junior varsity team, and they have led throughout. The Wash U's kept the game a little bit closer than many would expect. Now 41-27. That foul on Candy Herford is going to come off the floor, and Bent is back in for her, big for big. Sharma to inbound. Mineral Area going to pressure full court, man-to-man, and Sharma having trouble, finally does get it into Clark, who came off a screen to get open. She dribbles through traffic into the front court, turned on the Jets. Flipped it to the far side corner, but Kenzie Jones there to knock it out of bounds. So right baseline, we'll get an inbounds play. And it'll be coming in from Clark. Clark, overhead pass, right side of the arc. It's to Klausner. Klausner comes off the screen, drives from the top, throws it left wing. Another deep three. Arcing that one from Ben. Rebound Kenzie Jones. Jones gets called for the travel. She kind of had the ball kick up to her inadvertently. She put both hands on it and took a step. Turnover for the Mac ladies. And it's back to the Wash U JV players with 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Inbound into the backcourt from the half court. Comes to Clark. Clark comes across with Haley Winter out to guard. Left wing pass. It's to Shelby Mann. Mann gets a screen, uses it. Pick and roll back to Sharma, who's cutting left side, but she's cut off. Swings back left wing, now right wing Clark. Another high arcing three, bricked it to the right. Rebound Janika Mason. Mason hands off to Haley Winter. Winter turns on the afterburners into the front court. Threads a needle down low, Courtney Keekat. Pump fakes and draw the foul. Missed the shot, falling backwards, but it'll put Courtney at the free throw line, where she's 68% on the season. 1-for-1 tonight and has 5 points. North County Raiders boys basketball team, where Courtney is from, North County High School, they trail at the half to Festus, 30-21 tonight. Before the quarterback free throws, we'll see a Gary Cuck timeout. The foul was the third against Bennett and the second against Wash U JV. Brought to you by Earth Mother Health Foods tonight. Also, Crown Collision Center, Unico Bank, who sponsors our player of the game. Brought to you by Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law as well. 6:39 remaining in the third, 41-27 Mineral Area. Keekat looking to add to that when we come back from this 30-second break on AM 800 KREI.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicki, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
With Mineral Area leading 42-27, Courtney Kekak steps to the line, hits the first free throw. Next one rimmed out, no good, and the rebound goes to Green of Wash U. 42-27, Mineral Area on top. Clark takes it back the other way. Max still with the five starters on the floor, the five normal starters, not tonight's starters. The sophomores started this one. Here's a travel against Wash U. As Clark drove in, tried to pass out, realized the lane was closed down, and held on to it, drug the pivot foot. Turnover number 12 by the Wash U junior varsity. 6:24 remaining third quarter. Mineral Area with a 15-point advantage. That matches their largest of the game. Full court pressure applied by Wash U on the inbound play. And it'll be Janika Mason bringing the ball up the floor. So there to run with her. Step for step is Green. Pass to the near side corner, Josie Long. Josie's going to drive the baseline, get continuation on a layup. They'll count that and one. Thought the foul happened a little bit earlier than that, but Josie's going to get the basket and a trip to the free throw line. Janika with four, or rather Josie with 4 points, and she'll try to make it five. The Wash U fans that are here definitely don't like the call. Josie puts up the free throw and buries it. Three-point play good for Woodland High School's Josie Long, 45-27. Josie's a basketball career, from what I'm understanding from the folks here at Mineral Area College, will be done after this year. She wants to settle down and possibly get married, so no longer will be playing basketball, certainly here at Mineral Area, but will not move on either to another school. She certainly has the talent and the drive to do so. The effort is there, but will not be doing so. A little sad to hear that, but certainly happy for her that she's decided that she wants to settle down and get married. Now, Wash U running out of time. They'll thread the needle down low, and they'll try a jump hook that doesn't fall. That one from Sharma Mineral Area with the board. Janika Mason throws it into the front court for Josie Long. Near side corner, it's to Haley Winter. Winter steps inside the arc and then steps backward between the circles. Left wing pass back to Josie Long. Long fakes the pass inside, bounces one to the free throw line. Kinsey Jones. Jones swings back outside right wing. Janika, bounce pass up top. Top of the key, it's to Haley Winter. 5 seconds to shoot. Inside one-on-one, Janika Mason strong to the rack. Layup good right over the top of Sharma, and Sharma fouled her. Janika Mason with 7 third quarter points. And now 17 for the game. She'll try to make it 18 as she toes the line right here. 78% on the season and 5 for 5 tonight. 5:15 remaining in the third. That foul against Sharma was her third. Free throw from Mason is good. 48-27 Cardinals, and Janika 1 point shy of her average on the season. Mac 5 on the floor, still the normal starting five. Haley Winter, Courtney Kekak, Kenzie Jones, Josie Long, and Janika Mason. Becca Clark dribbles it into the front court. There's number 5 on her back, and Haley Winter guarding her, so that's number 5 on number 5. Now Courtney Kekak comes out to help. They've got her caught in a trap, and they force the turnover. Josie Long comes up with a steal. She's up the floor, 2-on-2. Long can't lay it up. Good job getting back on defense by Washington University. Clark with the rebound, then a foul. I think it was Josie Long who ran over the back of her. Wash U's 13th turnover does not lead to Mineral Area points. Long picked up the foul. It was her first. Team foul, 2. Full court pressure on the inbounds play again. Full court man-to-man. Green able to find Shelby Mann. Mann puts the ball on the floor, trying to dribble it into the front court. She'll give it up to Clark. Clark back to Mann, into the front court. Comes Wash U. Little handoff at the right wing. This is to Klausner. She'll pull up in the free throw line. Off balance. Got her go. Katie Klausner. 9 points in the ball game. Good looking shot. She's not afraid to shoot it from anywhere, it doesn't look like. Near side corner, Mineral Area has it, Josie Long. Right wing pass to Kinsey. Left wing, Courtney Kekak. She wanted that three, didn't take it. Instead, fires to the far side corner. And that's to Haley Winter. Left elbow, now left baseline. Pull up, jumper, no. Rebound to Green of Wash U. She's going to dribble it up the floor herself. Throw it up ahead. Left side attack from Klausner. Fake the to cross. Layup missed. They'll call a late foul, though. It's another late call. They'll get Courtney Kikek on that. So Courtney Kikek picks up the third against Mineral Area, her first, and it'll put Klausner at the free throw line. Katie Klausner with 9 points in the game, 1 for 1 from the charity stripe. As a team, WashU was 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Left-handed shooter got it to go. 10 points for Katie Klausner. 48-30. Mineral Area has been able to stretch out its largest lead here in this third quarter. Next free throw is also nothing but net from Katie Klausner, so it's now 48-31. Everybody back on defense in the half court. 2-3 zone by WashU. Left wing, Haley Winter picked up her dribble, throws left elbow for Courtney Kikak. She lost it, but Kenzie Jones there to pick it up, left side of the arc. Double team closes out on her. No look pass to the near side corner from Winter to Long. Back up top to Winter, 9 seconds to shoot. Near side corner, Long, skip pass left wing. Kenzie pumps on the three, drives baseline, pulls up, shoots, missed it. It caught rim. Josie Long, the offensive rebound. Passes from block to block over to Kenzie, and she gets her shot blocked out of bounds, but it'll stay to the Lady Cardinals with 27 to shoot. Kenzie will trigger it right baseline. Game that got started 15 minutes late here tonight. The Lady Cardinals were a little bit slow on the uptake in this one. And on this inbound, it's stolen away. Clark takes it the length of the floor and goes high off window, kissing off glass and in. That was with Josie Long breathing down her neck. Mineral Area's fifth turnover, and Becca Clark continues to impress. She now has 7 points, 48-33. WashU back to within 15. Mid-post, Courtney Kikek turns around to face up, but nothing there. Has to throw it outside. Gets it back in the high post. Ball knocked loose again. Josie picks it up. Now a nice pass down low. Janika Mason. Pump fake. Got her man in the air, then dumps it in. And Mineral Area now leads 50-33. We get a foul on the inbounds play. A hold against Courtney Kikek. That'll be the fourth against Mineral Area. Last one to give before the bonus. Both teams with 4 fouls. Laura Dick comes in. Josie Long comes off. Rafaela's going to come in as well. Rafaela's going to take the place of Courtney Kikek. With her second foul, she'll sit for a little while. 3:07 left in the third. Mineral Area continues to pressure. Full court man-to-man. It's Green looking to get it in. We get another foul. And the same thing they called Courtney for. Laura Dick comes in and commits. And I don't think the Lady Cardinals know exactly what they're getting called for here, but Laura's going to pick up her second, team foul number 5, and that'll put WashU at the free throw line in the bonus on the other side. 2 shots forthcoming from Amani Patterson, who was the victim of the hold. First free throw missed. 17-point advantage for the MAC Lady Cardinals in this one. Next one from Patterson is good. First time she's been in the scorebook tonight, 50-34. Haley Winter runs point again, comes across the timeline without being checked, throws it left wing. Laura Dick back up top to Winter. Free throw line, turnaround jumper. Rafaela missed, got her own rebound, goes up strong through traffic, finishes right side. Rafaela has scored in every quarter. Give her 7 points. 52-34, Mineral Area leads. Good job on the second chance opportunities tonight for the Lady Cardinals. They haven't done everything right, but they've done enough right. There's an attack right side. They're going to call a walk and a little Euro step from Becca Clark. Turnover number 14 by WashU. It's back over to Mineral Area. WashU sets up in that half-court zone, and Mineral Area will have Kenzie Jones run it up the floor once Rafaela inbounds it to her. Alex Mills back into the game. Haley Winter comes off to a big round of high fives from the bench. Kenzie back across that black stripe at center court. She's between the circles now, far side of the floor. 2:28 left to go, third quarter. Far side corner, Laura Dick launches a pass near side corner. Mills. Mills had space to shoot, gave it up instead. Throws it back to the top of the key for Kenzie Jones. Left wing, Laura Dick penetrates, fires right wing. Nice pass underneath from Mills to Mason. Mason finishes from there. She just goes to town down there in the post. If she can get isolated, it's over. 54-34, Mineral Area leads by 20. The Lady Cardinals do such a good job isolating her down there in the post with the way they move the ball around the perimeter and inside out. Up top, now left wing pass Parker. Nice jab step. Cleared her a lane to move left. Pulled up and shot from 15, but it missed off back rim. Rebound to Mills. Mills gives to Kenzie Jones. Jones into the front court for Mineral Area with 1:45 left to go in the third quarter. She'll step it over to the right wing. Fire to the near side corner for Alex Mills. Mills launches one left wing for Laura Dick. One dribbled and back up top to Jones. Jones to the far side corner. Left block. It's to Raffaella. Raffaella called for the travel. She turned around to pass and I guess shuffled the feet. Mineral Area with their sixth turnover and we'll get a timeout. Gary Cuck. So I think what this is for Coach Cuck, he's trying to adjust to what they're calling right now because he doesn't seem to agree with it, but he's going to coach his team up and let them know what they need to be doing. With 1:29 left to go in the third, 54-34, Lady Cardinals lead by 20, and we'll step aside for 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Coming out of the timeout, Imani Patterson tries a deep two-point jumper. It missed, but the offensive rebound goes to Green, and she gets fouled, and that puts her at the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul called against Raffaella, her first. Team foul number six, and Green will hit the first free throw. Sarah Green has 5 points in the game. It's now 54-35. Mineral Area's largest lead was 21 points. Right now, though, it's 19 points. Next free throw missed, but I believe we had a lane violation against Mineral Area. That's going to give Green another chance at it. Mineral Area not getting a whole lot of calls here in the third quarter. So Green gets to try it one more time, and again she missed. And the offensive rebound, though, goes to Cameron Parker, but she can't stick it back. Mineral Area gets the board defensively this time. Lady Cardinals hold the 19-point advantage. Laura Dick controls it left wing. Up top, Raffaella. Right wing, Alex Mills. Mills penetrates, lobs down low. She threw it into a crowd, and it was a turnover. Green with the steal. Who's been there on the defensive end? A lot of trips down for Wash U. Here's a drive to the baseline on the left side. No good of the runner attempt. Rebound, though, goes right back to Katie Klausner, who tried it again and got it that time. 13 points for Katie Klausner to lead Wash U tonight. 54-37. 35 seconds left to go third quarter. Laura Dick has it left wing. Throws up top for Kinsey. Right wing for Alex Mills. Mills up top again to Kinsey. Straight away from the basket. Left wing, Dick. Dick tries to fire near side corner. Ball deflected, and Cameron Parker takes it away. Another Mack turnover on the break. Pass up ahead to Klausner. Klausner missed the left side layup. Laura Dick got back and defended it nicely. Alex Mills the rebound. Kinsey Jones with the ball, bringing it up the floor. Klausner beat the defense back, but it was a one-on-three with three trail defenders. She could not lay it up with pressure. Kinsey Jones, a pull-up jumper on the other side. That leaves 1 second as it missed. And Wash U tries to put up a half-court shot that doesn't fall. So Kinsey couldn't hit the buzzer beater, but still Mineral Area holds the advantage. Going into the fourth, 54-37 over the JV squad from Washington University tonight. We'll break for 60 seconds here on AM 800 KRBI.
Hey, sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Best Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products, such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Best Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was gonna get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Well, to start the fourth quarter, Sarah Green of Wash U is able to bury a jump shot to make it 54-39. Mineral Area turns it over on their first possession of the fourth quarter. 3 seconds called against the Lady Cardinals, so the score 54-39. But as Wash U tries to bring it the other way, Rafaela with a steal, and she tries to go on the break and miss the layup, so they can't take advantage of that turnover. It's back to Wash U, trailing by just 15. The Bears seem to have a little bit of momentum right now. Here's a nice pass across the lane to Hannah Koenig, who's played sparingly due to foul trouble, and she'll finish left side, left hand to make it 54-41. So Wash U not going anywhere in this game. Mineral Area is going to have to close out strong. Left wing, Alex Mills. She'll throw it up top to Kenzie Jones. Now right wing, now right baseline for Rafaela. Rafaela gets the ball knocked out of her hands again. Got it back. Throws it right wing for Dick. Left wing, it's to Kenzie. She'll hand it off to Alex Mills. Mills down low to Hannah Talleen. Back outside. Another wayward pass, but Mills comes up with it. Floats it toward the basket and missed. Loose ball rebound, and there'll be a fight for it on the floor, and it touches the baseline off of Mineral Area and Hannah Talleen. So it looks like the Lady Cards will put Janika Mason back in and Courtney Kipkak back in. Talleen and Rafaela both come off the floor. Mack leading, but just by 13 points over a junior varsity club, 54-41. And we'll say this, Wash U JV is one of the better JVs you will see. Here's an attack left side from Clark. Clark missed the left-handed layup. It was contested. Offensive rebound, Koenig couldn't put it back from about 8 feet. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it stays to Wash U. It goes off of Mineral Area again. 30 seconds on the shot clock to work with for Washington University. Becca Clark to inbound it. Becca throws it into Koenig, near side corner. Hands off for a baseline from Clark. Missed it. Rebound to Courtney Kiket. She gives to Kenzie Jones. Jones across the timeline. Mineral Area needs to put some points back up on the board and put some separation between them and Wash U JV here. Left wing Mills throws it right side. Dick, she was cutting to the basket. Gets cut off, though, and swings it back outside right wing. Out top, Kenzie Jones. Posner closes out on her. Left wing pass back to Alex Mills. Mills just holding the basketball right now. Fires it up top. Kenzie spots up for three. Splash. Mineral Area gets it back to a 16-point lead at 57-41. Kenzie with her first field goal of the game. 5 points for the contest. 7-10 remaining in the fourth quarter. That's plenty of time. Into the front court. Here's Wash U. It's Shelby gets the ball poked out of her grasp and out of bounds. And they say it went off of her foot and out of bounds. It's a turnover by Wash U. 16th time they've coughed it up. Back to Mineral Area with 7:01 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Fliggs Equipment of St. Genevieve. Kenzie Jones runs the point. We'll see Haley Winter check in next dead ball. Kenzie into the front court, stands between the circles, backs it up, changes directions, throws high post. Janika Mason, right wing, Mills. Mills, a nice pass inside Janika. Janika tried to kick it out to Courtney Kiekek, but Clark jumped in front for another steal. Mineral Area's second half turnovers really mounting now. That's 7 of them in the second half alone. Make it 8 in the second half alone. Baseline 3 on the other side, no good. That one missing from Shelby Mann. Kenzie with the rebound. Into the front court she comes. Nika set to check in next dead ball as well. It'll be her and Winter. Top of the key. McKenzie, left elbow, Janika. Left wing, deep three, Laura Dick, misfired, rebound out of bounds, and Courtney Kiekek likely going to get called for a foul here. She was crashing hard and knocked Green to the floor. So foul on Kiekek, first of the fourth quarter and the third of the game against Courtney. Here comes Nika, here comes Winter. Mills and Dick both come off. 6:16 remaining in the fourth. Back-to-back, really back-to-back-to-back lackluster performances by Mineral Area College heading into a very important game on Saturday. But a lot of times, Mineral Area gets up for those big games and plays better than they would against some of the lesser teams on their schedule, hoping that's going to be the case again this Saturday on the road at State Fair. Right wing pass, Becca Clark has it, and now she's going to lead her teammate to the basket nicely on a bounce pass on a backdoor cut. That's Shelby Mann, and Mann kicks it across over to the left block where Koenig will finish and make it 57-43. Now Nika's got it in the near side corner. Get the screen, thought about the three instead, kicked it down low, Courtney Kiekek. Kiekek can't finish with the left hand. Tanika Mason, though, gets the offensive rebound. Kick out, far side corner, Haley Winter. Winter tries to lob it up top for Kenzie Jones. Kenzie couldn't save it, went into the backcourt, and it's an over and back. 12 turnovers now for Mineral Area College, and the clock stopped at 5 minutes and 26 seconds left to go in the fourth. Inbound comes in from the half court into the backcourt for Becca Clark. Kenzie Jones stays in front of her as she comes across the timeline. Right side of the arc, it's to Mann. Throws it up top to Koenig. Koenig has Janika Mason out in space, but I like that matchup in favor of Janika. Left side of the arc, she gives it up, gets it back, pulls up and shoots. Missed it from 10, rebound Nika. Nika gives to Haley Winter. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. Mineral Area holding a 50-60 lead over Washington University, who's been a thorn in the side tonight. Near side corner, it's back to Kenzie. Kenzie takes two dribbles to her left, and then back to her right. Picked up the dribble, gives it up top for Haley Winter. Left wing, Nika. Up top, Winter again. Winter's going to attack on the dribble. Throw up the left side runner, missed it, and then the rebound to Green. Green takes a couple of dribbles herself. Nobody came back to help her out, so she's going to bring it up the floor all by her lonesome. Gives it off to Mann. Mann tries to fire it up the floor to Koenig, but intercepted by Mineral Area College. Lady Cardinals have it back, and they're slowly on the move back the other way. WashU able to transition back to defense relatively quickly. Nika, the only sophomore that hasn't scored tonight, has it at the right wing. Gives it up top for Kenzie. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Kenzie right side of the arc. Picked up the dribble. Lobs it between the circles. Haley Winter to the free throw line. Kiekek, right wing Kenzie. No look, lob pass down low. Janika Mason. Mason tiptoes underneath the rim. Got her shot blocked. Rebound comes out loose to Nika. She's on the floor, then had it taken away. Klausner with a strip job. She's going to race the other way on the break. Does not have numbers. Doesn't matter. Left side layup good from Katie Klausner. 57-45. WashU continues to close the gap here in Park Hills. Kenzie back across center court. High post they go, Courtney Kiekek. Swung out left wing. Nika for three, but it left it short. The rebound again to WashU. It's Becca Clark. Clark throws it up ahead. Koenig, left elbow, bounce pass right baseline. Mann, she turns around, brings it back outside on the dribble. Gives up Klausner. Shies the three, missed it. Rebound Haley Winter. Over the back foul going to be on Koenig, and that should be her fourth. And team foul number two with 3:28 remaining in the fourth. Josie Long ready to come back in. Long comes in for Kenzie Jones. So both Green and Koenig come off the floor. And Mineral Area has it with Nika to inbound to Haley Winter. Winter into the front court. Lobs one inside for Courtney Kiekek. Ball poked away, but she got it back. Throws left baseline for Janika Mason. Left wing Nika. High post, Courtney Kiekek steps back. And then a foul, a shove against Clark of WashU. That'll be the third against WashU. Clark picks up just her first. Left baseline throw in from Haley Winter. 3:14 remaining in the game. Winter throws it in right to Sharma. Not sure what she was trying to do there. Something was wrong. Another turnover by Mineral Area is their 14th. So Sharma with the steal brings it up the floor. Now left wing, it's Clark. 3 minutes exactly left to go, and WashU's only down by 12. Now Klausner, a wide open three, missed. Rebound tipped out from Sharma, but threw it to Haley Winter. Now Winter's up the far sideline on the break. It's a two-on-two break, but as she drives in, the defender's able to tie her up. Held ball. Arrow still pointing Mineral Area's way, but Clark did a good job getting her hands in there and grasping it. Cardinals have it with 2:48 remaining, up by 12 points. Inbound comes into Kikek. Steps back for the deep three, and it will brush the front of the net and miss. And it's back to Washington University. In a lethargic type of game for the McLeady Cardinals. Second quarter was a struggle. They were outscored 15-14. And then down the stretch here in the fourth quarter, things haven't looked sharp either. Inbound into Klausner. Did Klausner step on the sideline? No, she traveled with it with Courtney Kikat breathing down her neck. Turnover number 18 by Washington University. 2:43 remaining in the fourth. Middle area leads 57-45. At one point held a 21-point advantage, but it's only a 12-point advantage right now. Left wing Nika inside Courtney Kikat. Double team on her. Has to kick it out back to Nika. Nika throws it up top for Haley Winter. To the high post they go. Janika Mason. Mason nearly had it stripped from behind. Got it back. Swung it up top. Haley Winter. She tried the three. She left it short. Offensive rebound. Josie Long able to save it in to Nika. Free throw line pass now to Courtney Kikat. Fakes right. Takes it left. Right at the double team. Draws the foul. The aggressive play by Courtney Kikat will put her at the free throw line. Courtney with 6 points in the game. And she's 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Mineral Area College Basketball on AM 800 KRBI, Farmington Park Hills, Deloge. Sophomore night for the McElwady Cardinals. Janika Mason leading the way. Another 20-point performance this evening. Free throw from Courtney is good. She gets the friendly roll. 22 points to be exact for Janika Mason here tonight. Here's the next from Courtney Kikek. It's a 14-point game. Both of them go down. 3 points in the second half to give her 8. Kenzie Jones back in. Nika Nebraska back off with 2:17 remaining. 59-45 Mineral Area leads. And Wash U is going to make some subs. Mann comes back in. Green comes back in. As does Amani Patterson and Koenig. Clark, the only one who stayed out there on the floor with 4 fresh faces into the ball game. Inbound comes into the quarter court all the way from the baseline to Clark. Clark dribbles it across the timeline. Washington trying to make some headway down by 14 points with 2:10 remaining. Dribble drive, kick out. Left wing, Patterson. Now they try to go down low. Janika Mason batted it away, but right into the hands of Mann. Mann takes the far side corner, then steps right wing. Tries the three, missed it wide left. Rebound, that was a good one from Haley Winter. Winter turns it up the floor, pushes it up ahead. Courtney Kikek, left wing. Courtney looking for some help. Fires far side corner. Baseline three. Josie Long. Three ball corner pocket. Mineral Area extends it. 62-45. Josie Long with her first three-pointer of the game and now has 8 for the contest. Imani Patterson gets tripped up and lost the ball. And we'll get a foul on Patterson reaching back. They call her for the foul after the steal was made. So that'll be the 4th against Wash U, and the first against Patterson in Mineral Area. Gets that takeaway and inbounds it as Kimsey comes back into the front court. So Mineral Area will get their 21st win. Middle portions of the game maybe a little bit more interesting than they needed to be, but they'll take it going into Saturday's huge contest against State Fair. Courtney Kikak near side corner. Then they go around the perimeter. Josie Long tries another three. Back-to-back threes. Josie Long here in the fourth quarter. 65-45. Mineral Area leads by 20 again. 1:15 remaining in the fourth, and now we'll see 2 brand-new faces come into the ball game for Coach Gary Cux, Lady Cardinals. Alexia Perry out of Mark Tree, Arkansas, and Sam Sattler out of Purvis, Mississippi. The first and last numbers on the roster for Mineral Area. Sam Sattler, number 1, and Alexia Perry, number 50. It is Wash U ball, trailing by 20. Inbound comes in to Shelby Mann. I was impressed with what I saw from Wash U tonight, especially from their 3 guards. There's a pull-up jumper just inside the arc. Rattled that one down, did Cameron Parker. First time she scored tonight. 65-47. We're under 1 minute remaining. In postgame, we will talk with all 5 of the Mineral Area sophomores and get their thoughts on their final year here at MAC. And hopefully, it's nowhere close to being done yet. Courtney Kikat gets a pass on the near sideline, but stepped on the sideline, it looked like, right in front of me, and lost it out of bounds for another turnover by Mineral Area. Again, they only had 3 in the first half, 3 turnovers, and now they've had 12 in the second half unofficially. 43 seconds remaining in the fourth. 65-47, Mineral Area leads. Wash U with 1, maybe 2 more possessions left in them. Here's a nice pass underneath. Got that one right through a tight window. Did Mann down there to Koenig. Koenig, all she had to do was turn around and bank it in. 6 fourth quarter points for Koenig and 8 in the game. She got an early foul trouble. It probably would have made more of a difference. 67-47 with 20 seconds remaining. Nope, they put that on the wrong side. So it was actually 65-49. Now it's 67-49 after Kikek is able to lay it up and in. So Courtney Kikek with her first field goal of the second half. 4 seconds remaining. Drive right side. Man missed it. And the rebound to Mineral Area. Kenzie Jones runs out the clock. And on senior night, or rather sophomore night, Mineral Area gets the victory 67-49 over the Wash U JV team. And they get their 21st win of the season. They win it for the 5 sophomores. We'll come back in 2 minutes and talk post-game stats and wrap up on AM 800 KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Hey, sports fans, this is Bill Biss, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Biss Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products, such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Biss Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Biss, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
At New Era Bank, we really do want to make your life easier. We designed our new app with you in mind. We have heard your requests and added the ability to deposit checks from your phone or tablet. With our updated app, you can also transfer money, check current balances, or view your statements right from your phone. Just download our app today to get started. For more information, visit our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or visit us at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals will get their 21st win of the season tonight against the feisty Wash U Junior Varsity team. So the MAC Ladies are now 21-5 heading into Saturday's game at State Fair. It was broadcast tonight on AM 800 KREI and, of course, MyoInfo.com. Leader and player of the game, and this one was Janika Mason, 22 points. She had a tremendous third quarter. She had, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 points in the third quarter alone, and again, 22 for the game. So Todd Cuck's going to join us real quick to talk about this one, and we expect to be joined by the sophomores a little bit later on in our broadcast tonight. But again, Janika Mason leads the way with 22 points. Other double-figure scores for Mineral Area included Josie Long with 11 and Courtney Kikek with 10. Coach Cook, congratulations on the 21st win of the season. And just take us, I guess, through your thoughts in this one. A little sloppy in the middle. Started okay, ended okay. Going through the motions maybe a little bit tonight.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. And, we were sloppy. We were sloppy when we couldn't afford to be sloppy. And It was just a tough night to get in a flow and whatnot, and you know, the zone kind of baffled us, it seemed like, and I don't know why our kids aren't understanding what we want to get done in the zone as far as fast passes and dribbling to the gaps and that kind of thing, but we play into their hands a lot by just passing from soft passes around and slow passes and stuff like that, where the defense has time to adjust, and we got to get better at that.
I was actually kind of impressed with Wash U JV's guards tonight. Katie Klossner played pretty well. She had 15 points against you, and the man girl, the Clark girl, they seemed to handle press okay tonight. They could score it a little bit. Their guards look pretty good.
Yeah, they play really well tonight. And when I had seen, we had actually watched Wash U play at Jefferson, and you know, I was concerned about 33 and 44 as much as I was the guards, and they were a little quieter. The inside game was a little quieter tonight, but their guards were doing a good job and kind of having their way at times.
Now, Janika ended up leading in scoring again tonight, 22 points. I don't know when Region 16 Player of the Year comes out. I don't remember if it's before the season comes to an end or after, but I got to think she's got to be everybody's top choice there.
Well, yeah, you'd hope so for the recognition and notoriety that it would bring to her and the program. But, you know, there's some there's some games where we've made some people look like Player of the Year on the other team, so I don't know. I don't know where we'll vote, but, you know, we'll have to see. That sometimes gets political, too, so we'll just see how that goes.
Just out of curiosity, are you allowed to vote for your own player in that, or do you have to vote for somebody else?
You don't vote for your own players on any of that. So,
how'd you think your sophomores played on sophomore night tonight?
I thought for the most part they played pretty good. You know, not just them, but I mean, just again, my overall impression is that they weren't reading the game very well. And, you know, we could go into nitpicking and whatnot, but at times when they should have just drove it to the basket, they held up. At other times, they held onto the ball too long, you know, and just stared at stuff and whatnot. So, but that was our freshman too. I'm not picking on just the sophomores. But other than that, they played pretty good, and they were always a joy to have.
I only had you for three turnovers in the first half, but it looked like 12 of your 15 turnovers came in that second half. Things just started getting a little bit sloppy here and there, and it might have been what you were talking about with the zone baffling you a little bit, kind of not knowing exactly where you needed to go with the basketball. For a stretch, it looked like confusion was setting in a little.
I think we were mumbling over here on the bench at one point in time. We had four turnovers in a row without getting a shot off, and you can't do that. You can't do it, not this time of year especially. I mean, we've got to buckle down and do a better job. But, you know, for them mainly playing half-court zone defense, us having 15 turnovers is too many.
Are you concerned at all? There's been probably three or four games in a row now where you certainly haven't played your best basketball, and you go through stretches in the game where you're not playing good basketball really at all compared to your standards. Is that concerning going into a pretty important matchup on Saturday here?
Yes, it's real concerning, you know, and I don't want to hope that it's, you know, they felt like they had this one in the bag you know, so they thought they could coast, because when you looked up with like 3 or 4 minutes to go, they were only down 12. You know, that it's just not a good feeling when you're sitting on the bench watching it. So, I don't know. It's
that being said, I've seen your team kind of turn it on when these games mean a little bit more. It seems like it gets more out of your team than you answer the bell. I don't know how many times, you know, I've seen that. So in that regard, you know, that is a good thing that you are able to step up to the challenge when that challenge presents itself.
Well, not particularly Wash U or this team or that team or anything, but if you play to the level of your competition or the level of the importance of the game, whereas this one is not conference, it's not region, it had no significance in that. And if you get that in the back of your head and think, okay, it's going to be cruise control, then, you know, that's just the wrong approach to take.
That being said, how are you going to beat State Fair on Saturday? What's the key to beating State Fair on Saturday? Make sure you get that region number one. The only way, you know, maybe Jeffco beats them on tomorrow night and you get the number one that way, but assuming that game is for the number one seed, how are you going to get it done?
Well, I think it's the importance of the game, first of all, so hopefully we do rise to the top. You know, turnovers and rebounding are going to be the biggest two things. Now, more so on the road than at home, you worry about how well you're going to shoot the ball. And we've always tried to coach defense first, and you can always win a game 1-0 making a free throw as long as you hold the other team to nothing. But this team does have a bad habit of, if they miss shots, they let it bother them. And so we got to go down there and try to make some easy baskets early, get off. We most of the season have been a fairly slow starting team. We can't afford a slow start, but we also don't have the fastest start. We just got to come out and get confidence. But rebound and turnovers will be a biggie.
There's not a huge difference with one seed tournament, but there's also conference implications in that game. And how much do you just really want to have that one seed over them and have that sweep over them?
Well, you do, and then, you know, let's say we win on Saturday, then you're going to ask me about the old adage, if we got to play them again, about playing a team three times and you swept them. So, but you really don't look at it that way from our point of view. They're the next opponent, and we want to win.
Coach, I think we're going to get some sophomores on with us. We appreciate it, and we'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Todd Cuck here on KREI. So we'll take a quick break. Let's take a 30-second break, then we'll start talking to the sophomores here on Sophomore Night, Mineral Area College. Liddy Cardinals victorious with their victory 67-49 over Wash U. We'll come back in 30 seconds with one of the sophomores right after this.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, Social Security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Okay, so we're going to start filtering the sophomores through here now. We're going to start with Josie Long out of Woodland High School. First off, Josie, you won on sophomore night and you hit double figures. So how's it feel to go out on top here on your last home game?
I mean, it feels pretty good. I'm here with my sophomores right here, and it's just nice to get one last win before we go off on the road.
Janika Mason's making fun of you this whole time.
I know. She always does. She's crazy.
We'll talk to Janika. She'll get her time on the microphone. You actually started off a little bit rough, but it seemed like you played better as the game went along. You ended up second on the team in scoring tonight with 11 points, two big threes there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I wasn't doing too hot in the beginning, but I knew if I kept shooting, they'd fall eventually. So,
do you consider yourself kind of a streaky player? Like, you know, once you get going, then it's on or off and on? How would you?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It honestly depends on the night.
Well, so it's your last game at home as a MAC Cardinal. Tell us about your lasting thoughts on being a Mineral Area College basketball player.
I mean, I've enjoyed the last 2 years, especially with these guys. Well, I mean, I've only known Raph for a year, but we've gotten really close, all of us. So it's pretty bittersweet knowing that this is our last game on this court together. But we know we're going to go. We know we're going to go far. We have high hopes and going far. So
yeah, hopefully this will not be anywhere close to your last game of the season. I heard that you're not going to play basketball beyond Mineral Area. You're going to settle it down.
Yep, this is going to be my final year. I've decided on that. It was kind of a tough choice, but I kind of figured it's time to settle down.
Okay. Well, it's been fun watching you play at the high school level and at Mineral Area College as well. Congratulations on a win on sophomore night.
Thank you.
Josie Long, she's from Woodland High School, Marble Hill, Missouri, and she's going to hand the microphone off, it looks like, to Alex Mills. She's from Alton, Missouri, another returning sophomore. Alex, congratulations. You got a couple of points on sophomore night tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're getting more playing time this year than you did last year, and it seems like you've definitely had a niche on this team. How much more comfortable are you this year?
Like 100 times more comfortable. Like, I actually feel like I'm contributing, and it feels awesome. So.
That is awesome. And you have four sophomores to celebrate with. What can you say about this group of girls?
Oh, gosh, they're crazy, but I love them to death. They're family now in my book. Hopefully I'll keep in touch with them. Hopefully. I'm hoping Mika will come somewhere with me to college, so we'll see.
Oh, cool. So, Josie, she's not going to play anymore, but it sounds like you want to go somewhere.
I would absolutely love to. If I get the opportunity, I'm going to take it.
You know, it seems like this team kind of plays to the level of competition sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you play a team that's maybe not as good as you. You kind of play down to their level, but you also play up to the really good teams. But maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe you just want to play good all the time. Do you feel like now that the games are going to start being every single game, starting this Saturday at State Fair, you think that's going to kind of turn back around?
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to absolutely kick it into high gear, play it top-notch level, and we're going to ride it all the way to Nationals, hopefully.
Give your final thoughts on being a MAC Cardinal for the last 2 years.
lasting memories or anything like that?
Geez, it's just been an all-around amazing experience. Coach is just awesome. Briley, all of them. Like, I love it up here. I mean, I wouldn't have came here.
Congratulations on the sophomore win tonight, sophomore night win, and good luck on Saturday.
Yep, thank you.
Alex Mills, she is a returning sophomore. Four of the five sophomores are returning sophomores. Our next, though, this is her first year here at Mineral Area College, and that is Rafaela. Rafaela, I've loved watching your progress over the course of the season, how much better that you've gotten. How much more comfortable do you feel now that the season's almost over with?
Of course, I feel more comfortable because I know better now my teammates, and I know what the coaches need and ask for me. I try my best, and that's it. My coaches helped me a lot. They tried to make me better. And
at the beginning of the season, it seemed like you came in and you could shoot, and that was kind of your role. But now you're getting rebounds, you're making great passes, you're boxing out. It seems like you're getting more responsibility put on you. Has that just come with being more comfortable as you play?
Yeah, of course, because the coaches ask me that, because only the shot is not enough. So they asked me to do some more stuff, so I tried to do that.
They honored you guys tonight on sophomore night. So how did it feel to get a win on your last home game?
I feel great. I'm a little bit sad because our last home game here. I mean, this team here, I feel like I'm in my family. Everybody hugged me, and I love my teammates. I feel that I'm here 2 years, no one.
Yeah, it makes you kind of wish maybe you had another one here, huh?
Yeah.
It makes us wish that, yeah. Certainly. It's been so fun watching you play. What's been your favorite part of the year so far?
I don't know, everything.
All of it?
Yeah, I love my teammates. I feel that they're my sisters.
This team won a Region 16 championship last year. You weren't part of that, so how motivated are you to be a part of the?
Oh, my God. Like, this is amazing. And I hope everything's going to be good. And I'm doing that for myself, for my family, for my teammates, and, you know, to show some people that I can do some more.
Do you want to play somewhere else after here?
Yeah, I really want to play in university, and I want to go higher as I can.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Congratulations on the win tonight, Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Rafael. Next, we'll probably be joined by Janika Mason. She was our player of the game tonight with her 22 points. Let's take a look at her rebound numbers. What did you have tonight, Janika? Looks like
nine.
You missed the double-double by one. You couldn't get more rebound?
I tried.
You've been player of the game for us most of the year this year. What an amazing season. You're the leading scorer inside Region 16. You would get my vote for Region 16 player of the year. Is that something you're worried about at all? I mean, have you thought about maybe getting that big award?
It's been on my mind. Like, I've been wanting to get player of the year. If I don't get it, I mean, I won't be sad about it. I mean, I'm just playing hard for my team, and hopefully it works out and I get it.
We've talked a few times. We talked just about how much more confident you are now and how more comfortable you are from compared to last year, but how much work has gone into it too? Because it looks like maybe you slimmed down a little bit, you've gotten stronger, definitely. Have you been kind of busting your butt to get to where you're at right now?
Yeah, actually, I've done a lot of extra work than I did last year because during the summertime, I didn't quite get to work out as much as I did from having to work like a job. So getting back here, I had to put in more work, and coaches got us a new gun. So now I've been shooting on that a lot and just come in, getting extra shots up after practice, and that's just been it.
Last home game here at Park Hills. You know, you've been here for 2 years and have had an amazing run. So what's kind of going through your mind as you leave this gym one more time?
Well, I mean, it's been a good 2 years, but, I mean, we're not stopping yet. I'm trying to get my team to the Nationals, so we'll have more than one or two plaques up on that wall, just leave memories.
This Saturday will go a long way in that. I'm sure you're pretty motivated to sweep State Fair.
Yes, I am.
What's it going to take to do it?
A lot of hard work, and we'll just have to cut back on a lot of mistakes that we've been making lately.
Congratulations. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Janika Mason, player of the game tonight, brought to you by Unico Bank. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. And lastly, Nika Dabrowska. I hope I pronounced that right. I always get that wrong. That's why I just call you Nika. I need a nickname for you, Nika, because you come in, you hit three-point shots constantly. You're up close to 60% on the year. Now, you didn't hit one tonight, but do you have any nicknames I can call you by, or is it just Nika?
It's just Nika. That's my nickname. Yeah. It's not my name.
That's true. How did it feel to win on sophomore night?
Oh, that was an amazing experience. Oh, I love play in this place. It's a lot of fans, a lot of people support us, so that was a really good win.
And kind of like Alex, you're contributing a lot more this year than you did last year.
Yeah.
So what's that like for you to be a part of it a little bit more?
It's a really good feeling when you can help your teammates, not just on the bench. So we'll just keep together, play hard. So
there's been many games this year. I can think of three at least: the Moberly game, the one at home, the St. Louis game on the road, and then the Three Rivers game, where the team would have lost if it weren't for you. You sparked the offense against Three Rivers on Saturday. The Moberly game, when they made the comeback, it was you that hit the big threes there toward the end of the game that kind of put you guys back in front. And then the St. Louis game, I wasn't there, but I understand that you kind of sparked that one as well. When you can kind of do that for your team, how rewarding is that?
Oh, I love when the team played zone. That's that's all I can do. I can shoot. So that was pretty awesome to keep everything up, and we were just work hard, because sometimes it's really when we not start really hard, we're down by some point, and that was pretty amazing to get all girls together and hit one shot or two, and we were still up.
Have the coaches told you that you're top five in the nation in 3-point percentage right now?
Oh no, I didn't know that, but the girls, they showed me. So
that's pretty cool. Now the other four girls that are up there with you, they've shot a lot more attempts than you, but still, you're close to 60%. That's
amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't take a lot of shots, but right. If I do,
they go in.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely true. It's amazing how you just come off the bench and hit shots the way you do. I understand that you're a pretty good free throw shooter, too. Mm. How many in a row can you make?
Oh, I break a record at school. That was 174.
In a row?
Yeah, that was in a row. The first time I shoot 100, that was my first time at the gym. And then I shoot 174 last year, and I still tried to break 200, but I can't.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I still try.
Where did you do that? Here?
Yeah, here.
In this gym?
At 174 this gym.
During practice or what?
This basket on the right.
And do you do that after practice or something, or before practice?
Yeah, because we have to shoot free throws every day, and Monday is the day how many you can make in a row. So...
Is that after you're tired from practicing too?
Usually, yeah.
That is insane. Yeah, I heard. So if you could maybe get to the free throw line a little bit more in games.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm sure the coaches have talked to you a little bit about that.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, all you do is shoot, but you're getting a little bit better in other aspects too. I noticed sometimes they let you bring the ball up the floor, mm-hmm. kind of set up the offense. Is that coming more comfortable to you now?
Yeah, I feel really, I'm really sure. So I play as a point guard. So I feel more confident on the court because I got more minutes. And during practice, I can play as a point guard. So it's kind of I know I have to work on my dribble. So this is the kind of thing that will stop me being a point guard. So I think I'll work on it. So it's better.
Considering what we talked about, how you're contributing more this year, how much would it mean to you to win a Region 16 championship in a year that you had a little bit more to do with it?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. We're talking about it all the time. We know we have to go step by step. So first, on Saturday, we have to beat Stanford, but that will be an amazing experience for me.
Give me your best memory from your 2 years here at Mineral Area College.
I think it was this night.
Really?
We won. Yeah, I think that was pretty awesome. Of course, last year when we got the region championship and we won the wall, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. But this year I'm a bigger part of this team because I can play. So this night was really good.
That is pretty cool. Your name is always going to be in this gym, at least on one banner, maybe two. So.
Yeah, we have to make it.
Yeah, let's make two. Nika, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Nika Dabrowska here on KRAI, one of the five sophomores and one of the four returning sophomores as Mineral Area wins on their sophomore night. 67-49, they defeat Washington University's junior varsity team. Mineral Area won the first quarter 20-8, fell behind in the second quarter, or didn't win the second quarter 15-14, won the third quarter 20-14, and won the fourth quarter 13-12. They led all the way through, but a 21-point lead dwindled down to 12. 22 points tonight for Janika Mason. Missed the double-double by one. She had 9 rebounds, but she was 6 of 6 from the free throw line and 8 of 13 from the floor to earn player of the game honors. 11 points for Josie Long, 10 points for Courtney Kikek, 5 for Haley Winter, 5 for Kenzie Jones, 3 for Laura Dick, 2 for Hannah Talene, 2 for Alex Mills, and 7 for Rafaela. Wash U was led by Katie Klostner with 15. Shelby Mann had 11, and it was Sarah Green with 7 points, and Clark with 7 points. 1 point for Imani Patterson, 2 points for Cameron Parker, 6 points for Hannah Koenig. Mineral Area will get to 21-5 on the season. They'll head to State Fair on Saturday for a doubleheader, 5:30 and 7:30. Those games will be on J98, The Boot, and a 5:20 pregame show from Sedalia. The Mac men play on Thursday here at home against St. Louis. The men will celebrate their sophomore night. We'll have that coverage for you back on this radio station, AM 800 KREI, with a 6:50 pregame show. Thanks to Christian Cooper back at the station, engineering and operating. And until Thursday night, from the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Have a great night.